WDEE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, New Orleans Attack. I'm Brian Clark. The FBI's Houston office and local law enforcement in the area say they finished searching a Houston address connected to Shamsuddin Jabbar. He's the 42-year-old Army veteran who drove a rented pickup truck through the French Quarter in New Orleans early Wednesday, killing 15 people and injuring dozens. ABC's Chief Justice correspondent Pierre Thomas has more on the sweeping investigation that began on Bourbon Street.
They found an assault rifle and a handgun and also IEDs, one in the car and others throughout the quarter. ATF will do a trace on those handguns to figure out the origin. And also, I'm told that they will dissect each one of the IEDs that they find to try to figure out where the parts were bought.
Authorities are also investigating any connection between the attack in New Orleans and the explosion of a cyber truck outside of a Trump hotel in Las Vegas. That took place later in the day Wednesday. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Authorities in New Lisbon continue to search for a man they believe was involved in the death of two juveniles and a woman on December 30th. According to the New Lisbon Police Department, a juvenile was reported missing from Monroe County on December 30th around 7:40 in the morning. Police began to search for the missing person when they discovered a second juvenile was also missing from New Lisbon. Around 4:30 p.m., police say they found both juveniles and an adult woman dead inside a home on the 300 block of West Bridge Street in New Lisbon. Authorities are currently looking for a person of interest believed to be involved in the deaths. He is described as 5 feet 10 inches tall and weighing 150 pounds. Anyone with information is encouraged to call 911. Officials say they have activated their crisis response team and are communicating with school districts to provide counseling resources as needed. The two victims of the Abundant Life school shooting, who were in critical condition now, have been upgraded to fair condition. In a statement released by UW Health, their families said they were grateful for the respect of their privacy and thanked American Family Children's Hospital. Four others were shot. They were all released from the hospital the week of the shooting. A reminder that the Abundant Life Christian School Recovery Fund is still active. You can find a link on the United Way of Dane County's website. Why nearly 200 ballots went uncounted on Election Day in Madison will be scrutinized. The Wisconsin Elections Commission has a special meeting scheduled for this morning. The six-member commission will consider an investigation of City of Madison Clerk Mary Beth Witzel Bell regarding 193 unaccounted absentee ballots for the November 5th general election.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Packers lose their top defensive back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Cornerback Jaire Alexander suffered a knee injury back in October against the Jaguars. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur asked if there were any updates.
Yeah, I would expect Ja, most likely he's going to be done for the rest of the year.
Is that injury related?
Yes.
So you having surgery?
Yes.
Alexander had his right knee scoped on Tuesday. A report says he could be back by mid-February if the Packers are in the Super Bowl. I asked safety Xavier McKinney what it's been like watching Jaire struggling to come back.
Yeah, it's been tough. You know, he's dealt with, you know, this injury pretty much all year. Obviously, we wanted him to be back out there, but, you know, injuries are part of the game, so we understand that. We know that he's been working, you know, or he was working to, you know, try to get back, but it's like every time he was trying to, he would tweak it again. So it's a part of the game.
NBA, the Bucks in action tonight in Milwaukee. They host the Brooklyn Nets. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy this morning. We will see a little sunshine at some point this afternoon. Our high today, 27, with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 12 for a low tomorrow. Sunshine, 18 Saturday. Mostly sunny with a high of 17. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 18.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources, just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family, because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. And a heinous crime occurred yesterday in New Orleans. You know, terrorism, a word that we grew accustomed to hearing a decade or so ago. And so we were terrified because we knew that terrorism could strike anywhere, randomly. And to be quite frank with you, there's almost nothing that can be done that if somebody wants to create an act of terrorism, that it can be stopped. An individual who decides to do something heinous, how do you stop that person? Because number one, you don't know who it is. You don't know where it's going to occur. You don't know what they're going to do. And the world is full of people who can become terrorists. 855-752-4842. I'm going somewhere with this. As I was watching all of the news, on yesterday, outlets, nationally, internet, everywhere, I spend an inordinate amount of time watching and listening. And one of the things, Calvin, that right away triggered in my mind was the FBI. And the FBI took the lead, and the FBI was digging through all of this information and finding out who this person was and everything there is to know about that person. The FBI. Now, we've got people right now, Calvin, who are saying we want to do away with the FBI, right? I mean, you clearly are hearing. Well, the FBI, as we know it, we want to do away with that, and we want to reconstitute it. We want to shut down the FBI at headquarters, and we're going to start all over again. Calvin, can you imagine if there wasn't an FBI who had the capabilities to dig down? I've never said that the FBI is, you know, a Christian organization. That's not who they are. But certainly, you can't, this nation would be a lot less safe without the FBI, Calvin.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. The Trump administration, specifically Donald Trump himself, has this grudge against the FBI. I think relating back to the documents case at Mar-a-Lago. Right. And yeah, it's just a grudge, and that's the only thing down to it. And that is, it's scary that something so ridiculous is endangering everyday or all Americans.
You know, Calvin, it is. What he has is a grudge. And so here's a man who's the guy that he's talking about putting in that position has clearly stated what he's going to do. Can you imagine if there was no FBI and if it was neutered to the degree that somebody would be watching over it to control it? Now listen, man, I've been around a while, and I know some of the things that the FBI has done that I haven't supported. You know, bugging Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King's hotels, rooms, and some of the things that it did with the Black Panthers, and some of the things that J. Edgar Hoover did that were really horrific and horrible. And yes, the FBI does some digging into things, and they do things that we, the citizenry, is not aware of. But man, can you imagine if there was no FBI and a situation, not only what took place in New Orleans, but the cyber truck attack in Las Vegas. And the FBI is drilling into that and getting the information on that, and they're following through and they're determining whether or not, you know, this is an organized effort. 855-752-4842. And yet there are people in this country who are in leadership who want to see the FBI dismantled. Terrorism is around every corner. And law enforcement is not equipped to deal with those types of things. They're just not. That's not what they do. They don't have the capacity to do the kind of research nor the manpower that the FBI does. And the FBI can do this globally. But the FBI is there to at least protect the citizenry. And that's what they've done. And that's what they do. I mean, do they make mistakes? Yeah, they do. But man, can you imagine if what took place in New Orleans yesterday, if there was no FBI that could start drilling down and drilling into that information and able to discern who did what, how many people are engaged in it? Is it a one-person thing? Is it a global thing? Has this been ordered? Has it been ordered from overseas? That's what the FBI does. 855-752-4842. Your thoughts? Because I'm not hearing the people who've been calving over the last 5 months saying we got to do away with the FBI. You know, during the campaign, you constantly heard that from people on the right. Well, you know, the FBI has been used to attack Donald Trump. Well, hey, man, the FBI is bigger than one guy. It's bigger than the FBI is to think that the FBI decided that it was going to go after one person, that it was going to go after Donald Trump alone. And that because it was going to go after Donald Trump, you know, it set into motion an assault on him. And everything else that the FBI does basically gets dismissed. I mean, these things just are nonsensical if you really give it some thought. So I forgot the guy's name who they're trying to push in to take control over the FBI. But I think they need to think long and hard. If congressmen and senators, especially in lieu of what just transpired on yesterday in New Orleans and in Las Vegas, they need to give that a long, hard thought before they make a decision. You know, and I understand the folk who, you know, with Trump, and they've been with Trump, and so, you know, it bothered them. Let's go to Brendan from New Jersey. Hey, good morning to you, Brendan. Your thoughts?
Happy New Year.
You as well.
Listen, this is just all part of, you know, the Trump dump model. They want to shape the narrative with everything. They want to get rid of NOAA for weather so that they can shape the narrative of the weather. They want to get rid of the leader of the FBI so that this guy, we would never know in a million years if Trump was in charge, the guy that ran that truck.
I know.
Those people in New Orleans was an American citizen. It would have been a terrorist attack. We would never know anything about him. You know, that's the whole thing. Everything he's doing is so he can shape the narrative of what he tells this country and the gullible folks that followed him. But the rest of us are all quite aware of what he's up to.
Well, I mean, think, man. I mean, if people just thought just a little bit, where would we be if there was no FBI to investigate and come back with these answers? I was watching and I was saying to a friend of mine, I'm listening to the media, and the media is asking a million questions. They want answers. Like right now, the FBI was saying, well, we can't, you can't give you those answers right now, but give us some time. I mean, I it's hard for me to imagine, man, just what's going on. Hey, Brendan, thank you very much, as always, for the call. You know, I'm going to talk a little bit about, you know, 10 policies that Republicans are going to use to pay for the new tax cuts for the wealthy on the other side.
News from the center, WRCE.
Between all the holiday parties,
weekend tailgates,
and family get-togethers,
we've been overindulging a little more than usual over the holidays. But now, we are starting the new year off on a healthier note by taking active liver supplements from New Nordic every day.
Active liver contains a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract,
all natural ingredients that help protect the liver so that it can protect you from toxins. It's like giving my body a daily detox. I've never felt better and my energy is through the roof.
And my doctor is already impressed with how much better my numbers are looking. So if better health, more energy, and detoxing your body are some of your priorities this year, get Active Liver today and start the year off knowing you're giving your liver some well-deserved relief.
Active Liver is available in both tablets and as a delicious gummy. You can find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
They produced yacht rock hits that defined an era. It's Ambrosia.
Your biggest part of me.
With special guest John Ford Coley. October 12th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Tickets on sale now through Ticketmaster. Soft rock that rocked the yacht. It's Ambrosia and John Ford Coley. October 12th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Must be 21 to attend concert.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines, and Jim from Eden. Good morning to you, Jim. You say what?
Yes, good morning, Earl, and Happy New Year. Yeah, you were talking about what happened there.
Yes.
Down in New Orleans. Yeah, and the FBI agent, Alethea Duncan, the woman who... you know, spoke, you know, for
yes.
the representative of the FBI down there, you know, during the beginning of the press conference, you know, said there, this is not terrorism. And the thing is, you know, what gives us doubt about the FBI.
Wait. What doubt does it give you about the FBI, man?
Well, let me see. What she said initially, this is not terrorism. He knew
he had
an Islamic flag. There was an Islamic flag on this Ford truck. She knew that, but she came out right away saying, no, it's not terrorism. And then she had to backtrack later when it was very clear that this was an Islamic.
Okay, so let me ask you something. So how do you know, why are you so assured? Why were you so assured? What was it that you knew that the FBI didn't know that it was terrorism because there was an Islamic flag?
Yeah, then an hour later, a couple hours, then it was coming out, hey, he had an Islamic flag on his truck.
So
yeah, why didn't they immediately say that?
Well, so let me, because this is kind of, you know, part of what I'm talking about. So clearly you don't have trust in the FBI because of that.
Right. And then so all the other things prior to that, you know, going
like
into
what?
Trump's house, going into Trump's house. You know, isn't that, would you like that done to your house?
Let me say this to you, man. If I had documentation that didn't belong to me, that belonged to the federal government, and I was warned and told to return it, and I kept it as if it was mine, what are you talking about, man?
Well, then later it was said that they were wrong for going in there.
No. No. Hey, Calvin, you want to respond to Jim?
Well, it's just, it's ridiculous. It's nonsensical. The connection, first of all, to his point about the FBI spokesperson not claiming it wasn't terrorism, it sounds like it was an evolving investigation and then it was corrected. That is what the law enforcement process entails. New information. It sounds to me like the statement about it not being terrorism was made before you or anyone else knew about this Islamic flag, which to me, it also sounds like you're equating someone being Islamic, committing a crime, and then they are therefore it's terrorism, which also isn't true. And then to Trump, there was a warrant to search his property that he was aware of. It was performed when he wasn't there. He knew he had the documents and he was supposed to give them back. I don't know where you got that this was a mistake because I have never seen that reported anywhere. But yeah, I guess that's my thoughts.
All right, go ahead, Jim.
Can I just go to Islamic that they are terrorists? I mean, you just said that. No,
come on, man. What are you talking about, man?
Yeah, their book says to go after those Christians.
Okay, so hey, man, listen. So we're talking about the FBI, right? We're talking about what occurred. We're talking about people who think that the FBI, like you, should be dismantled. And then you bring up because they went to Donald Trump's house, and never mind what I said from the beginning, the work that they're doing right now to drill down and dig into this and try to protect the American people, that doesn't register with you, man?
I think they should just, the leadership should be looked into, that maybe some things have gone down that shouldn't have, and at least have an investigation.
You mean something that's gone down with going to Donald Trump's house, right? You know they went to Joe Biden's house, right?
Well, why didn't they accuse him of the same thing, holding property? And
what are you talking about? Because he gave it to them.
No, it was in his garage.
But he gave it to them.
Not the stuff that was in his garage.
He gave it to them, man. Donald Trump refused to give it to them. Maybe you should do a little research. You know, Jim, you're a nice guy, but you're ill-informed. You know, what they're telling you on Fox News and these other places, they're not telling you the truth. You should read it for yourself. Right? I mean, you really should. And you just don't seem to be doing that, man. I'm not trying to pick on you. Like I say, you're a nice enough guy. But if you think that the FBI should be dismantled because, you know, they went to Mar-a-Lago. Yeah, they had every right to go there, man. He had something that didn't belong to him. It belonged to the government. All right, 855-752-4842. Guys, hang on. Not only are we going to continue this conversation, but we're going to get to the politricksters of the day on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Democrats have repeated a talking point that 83% of Donald Trump's 2017 tax cuts benefited the top 1%, but that's not quite right. Here's Wisconsin Watch's Tricia Young with a fact check.
Higher-income Americans saw significant savings from the 2017 tax law signed by President Donald Trump, but the top 1% have not received 83% of the benefits, as U.S. Representative Mark Pocan recently claimed. The Tax Policy Center projected the top 1% will receive 25% of the tax cut in 2025 and 83% by 2027, but that's after most individual cuts expire. Corporate tax cuts benefiting wealthier individuals would remain. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says a tax cut will be on the Republican agenda in the next legislative session. Incoming 87th Assembly District Representative Brent Jacobson says he's on board with the reduction in the state income tax as part of the new two-year budget, including cuts on retirement benefits and middle-class earners.
If you're married, filing jointly is like income between $33,000 and like $400,000. A lot of people fall in that range. And if you can give them a tax break, again, it's more money going back into the economy or saving for retirement.
Jacobson says tax breaks are appropriate at a time when prices have surged. He feels voters sent a message to the state Democratic Party in the last election, and Governor Tony Evers should listen. Last summer, Evers signed a budget that cuts income taxes by $175 million over the next 2 years, a fraction of what Republican lawmakers had proposed.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. People seem to notice the variety of well-reviewed films playing at the box office currently and headed to the big screen over the weekend. Sonic the Hedgehog Part 3 took the top spot at the gate with $38 million and is currently at $137 million in its first 2 weeks in theaters. The Lion King's Mufasa took a close second place with $37 million and change in its second week and is showing some good word of mouth as it is actually outperforming its haul from last week. People also wanted a little horror over their holiday as newcomer Nosferatu, which opened on Christmas Day, surprised prognosticators by pulling in $40 million over 5 days and $21 million over the weekend. Wicked and Moana 2 rounded out the top five, with Wicked pulling in $19.5 million and Moana 2 pulling in just over $18 million. Also opening on Christmas Day was the new Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, which pulled in $23 million over 5 days and finished in sixth place last weekend with $11.6 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy this morning. We will see a little sunshine at some point this afternoon. Our high today, 27, with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 12 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine, 18. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 17. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Thank you.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You know, before I get to the politrickster of the day, you know, we were talking about the FBI and the role that they play in now investigating this terrorism. And, you know, I forgot the guy's name who we just had on, but, you know, he represents a lot of people who is so blinded. Well, you know, they went after Donald Trump, so because they went after Donald Trump, the FBI should basically be dismantled. Oh, come on. Let's go to Charles from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Charles. You say what?
Hey, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well.
You know, his name was Jim. You know,
yeah, Jim.
I don't know if I want to feel sad for Jim and CJ and Dave and Gary and any other conservatives that call and are butt hurt that Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago was raided. Not only was he asked to give back the documents, I think well over a year, they lied and said that they gave them all back and they didn't.
I know.
Then, unlike ordinary people, that homes like Breonna Taylor's get busted into at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning with guns ablazing, his lawyers were informed that there was going to be a raid there. So Donald Trump was told not to be there because there was going to be a raid there.
Yeah.
And Jim is butthurt because the FBI did their job.
You know, man, you know, again, which is what they're doing right now in investigating what took place in New Orleans and what took place in Las Vegas. I wish you had more time, Charles. Thank you very much for the call. Hey, Mark from DeSac, let's go. Prayer DeSac.
It's ridiculous that we're hearing this once again. I thought, remember that Joe Biden and Mike Pence, hopefully they would come and take the documents. You know, I don't know if they were unaware that they still had them, but Donald Trump held on to those documents after being asked for over a year to return them to the National Archives because they are the property of the people of the United States of America, not Donald Trump's. And the fact of the matter is, it's more than likely that Donald Trump monetized some of that information. He was bragging about having this stuff. He bragged about secret information to
everybody. He was showing it to anybody who came by. See, look what I got.
You know, and who knows what kind of security was violated, by just having that information there, whether people are coming out of Mar-a-Lago all the time. Have all those people that have been in Mar-a-Lago been cleared, by national security? But who knows if there's Russian operatives or Chinese operatives or just economic operatives, and they're looking for information to snatch up. Donald Trump did not take good enough care of that information after being told to give it back. I mean, and that's what gets me is that they want to excuse all this stuff, blame the FBI. And let's remember, one of the roots of the FBI was apparently the if you ever heard of Killers of the Flower Moon, where all these
yes.
Native Americans are dying in Oklahoma because their spouses and family members are stealing from them because they had the oil rights there. And that's when the founded that investigation was part of the founding of the FBI. We don't hear about, you know, that. And for terrorist incidents have been happening in this country for well over 100 years. Let's remember that the Ku Klux Klan was a terrorist organization. The terrorists that carried out the assault on Tulsa back in the 1920s, that was a terrorist attack. I mean, that now they say, well, it's the Muslims that are doing this. You know, there's a lot of terrorists. There's been plenty of other terrorists out there, and the FBI is well positioned to investigate terrorism no matter – I don't give a crap who is committing it.
Hey, Mark, I wish I had more time, man. Thank you very much for the call. Always poignant information. Tom from L.A., you're up next.
Yeah, Earl, I first want to say thank you to you and Calvin that actually pushed back about the raid on Trump in terms of having a search warrant, because you're not going to hear that from anywhere else. And on top of that, you guys are the authority because you have the microphone, so any of us callers can call in, and people can just say that's a caller. But I hope that for 2025 that continues, where Calvin actually gives the facts to these people that are out there. Second, FBI. Republicans want to privatize everything. They want to get rid of the FBI and have some private company take a profit off of it. And they probably will have, just like they did with NASA, and then it became SpaceX or Space Force or whatever the hell it is. That's what they do. They want to privatize or profitize everything, but they want our money, we the people, to be paying for it. Also, I think we're going to hear a new word in the new year, and it's going to be called vigilante terrorism. And the reason why I say that is my dad said a long time ago that in America there has to be a balance between the rich, the middle class, and the poor. And when that stops happening, there will be a revolt from the bottom up and the middle out.
You know, Tom, I don't disagree with you on that, man. Thank you very much for the call. CJ, you're up.
Well, I hope I get a fraction of the time, but you obviously didn't read the Robert Mueller report.
What are you talking about, man?
The Durham report.
And you have. The question is whether or not, when you look at what transpired on yesterday, the role that the FBI is playing in addressing those issues. You're talking about reports about Donald Trump, man. The bottom line is, are they making it safer for the American people?
When we watched Andrew McCabe, the deputy director of the FBI, lie that leaked information that social media paid, the FBI paid social media to cover stories, the dual justice system that we saw.
Hey, CJ, we're talking about what the FBI is doing right now. Are you not cognizant of the fact that there were terrorist attacks on the nation yesterday? Does that not matter or register to you? Do you have to continue to go back to the talking points?
You call them talking.
Hey, man, don't you understand 15 people were murdered yesterday, man? Do you understand
the
that?
The Justice Department has destroyed the FBI.
Well, what are you talking about, man? If they destroyed the FBI, how were they able to do the work that they just got through doing and that they're in the process of doing right now? You know, I have CJ on, and people get frustrated with me for having him on, but I have him on so people understand that there are others like him out here who don't have independent thought, okay? He has no independent thought, because if he had independent thought, he could respond to the question that I asked him. Mike from Kenosha, go ahead, sir.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I was listening to the last caller, and I get so frustrated. I understand you got to have them on. I want them on. But let me just remind people that the Mueller report had over 150 pages of dedicated Russia interference in American elections. And yet the right-wingers and the right-wing messaging still calls it a witch hunt. The FBI and the Justice Department recently, meaning 5 years ago during the Trump administration, they were doing Trump's bidding. Nobody can deny that. Nobody can deny that. And CJ, if you want to debate that, let's go. We'll debate that. There's no doubt, you know.
Well, he hasn't read the Mueller report. He hasn't read the Mueller report. He can quote. He can't quote something he hasn't read. You know, he can be a parrot and respond to what he heard on conservative talk, but that's it.
Well, and just real quick on the Russia, they call it a hoax. Let me ask any, you know, level-headed person out there in your audience, when you hear from multiple nations, their security people, that there's something going on within the Trump circles, and you need to look into this. When we see Manafort, and we know that for 10 years he is working for Putin, getting Eastern European nations flipped over to Putin's way of doing things. You know, he owed Putin and Putin's oligarchs $10 million.
So Mike, that information is out there. It's available. And so my thing is, again, yesterday 15 Americans were murdered, and the FBI is investigating it, and they say it's an act of terrorism, and they're connecting it to what took place in Las Vegas. And so how can people say, do away with the FBI? How is that a lucid thought, Mike?
Great question, Earl, and I will say the only people that are mouthing those words are divide and conquer MAGA people. You don't hear any of the traditional mainstream Americans, you know, your neighbors, your friends. Nobody else is talking this way.
No, MAGA. Because it makes no sense, right? Well, because they went after Donald Trump. Man, what kind of childishness is that? Ask those families, those families of the 15 people who got killed yesterday, you know, whether or not they agree with Donald Trump and CJ and others who want to go back. Well, the Mueller report. Man, what are you talking about, man? They're working to try to prevent even more people from being assassinated, Mike. Shouldn't that matter?
Yes. It should absolutely matter, but until we have level-headed players that are doing public service and not self-service, this is the new normal, I'm afraid.
Yeah, it is, man, and it's the reason I brought it up. And the FBI is digging deeper, and so let's see if Donald Trump will say today or tomorrow that we should do away with the FBI. Let's see if he was talking that talk before the election. I guarantee you, after what happened yesterday, you won't hear a mumbling word out of him about the FBI. You won't. He's got enough sense not to be that stupid. You know, but the folk who support him, 855-752-4842. Up next, the Politricksters of the Day on the Earl Ingram Show.
News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Yesterday, we reported on attempts by anti-voter legislators in Arizona to make it harder to get citizen ballot initiatives on the ballot and a higher threshold to pass one. Another suppression tactic by opponents? Slap signature canvassers with a subpoena. Recruiting and training a legion of canvassers to put a measure on the ballot is already an expensive proposition. As we noted yesterday, should the Arizona Distribution Requirement for Initiatives Amendment pass in November, signatures would be required from all 30 legislative districts in Arizona, meaning more volunteers and more expense. Bolts Magazine reports on another tactic: take the ballot question organizers to court. Opponents hope that by challenging the question's text, signature collection methods, and eligibility of canvassers, it can either invalidate signatures or make it financially unfeasible to continue. A recent Arizona law allows opponents to subpoena canvassers to defend their petitions, and if they don't appear, the signatures can be tossed out. Bolts Magazine chronicles a 2018 climate ballot question that had 1,400 canvassers subpoenaed, and organizers spent $1.3 million transporting and housing canvassers, most of whom never even testified. Expect more such tactics as anti-voter legislators try to keep power out of the hands of citizens. We've linked the Bolts Magazine article at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. The politrixsters of the day. Are you aware that the Congress approved $900 billion for the military budget while claiming there is no money for housing, healthcare, and education? Congress, 83 yes votes, 12 no votes. That means Democrats, y'all, voted yes to spend $900 billion on the military budget while claiming there's no money for housing, healthcare, and education. And so Congress, once again, 83 yeas are politrixsters of the day. Now listen to this, because here's the plans of Republicans to offset the tax cut. This is their plans. All right. They want to impose new tariffs of $2.7 trillion. Repeal the clean energy programs, $700 billion. Cut unauthorized programs, $516 billion. I'll get into what those things are, tomorrow with Sandy. Cancel student loan forgiveness, $275 billion. Eliminate the education department, $200 billion. Cut food stamp benefits, $180 billion. Impose Medicaid work requirements, $109 billion. Withhold anti-obesity drugs, $40 billion. End child tax credit for non-citizens, $20 billion. Cut IRS funding, $68 billion. Now, I don't know about you, but all those programs they just mentioned, I clearly would rather see those programs than the wealthy, the rich, getting another tax cut. I keep saying, we don't know what our elected officials do. And even for Democrats who voted yes to the $900 billion for the defense budget, knowing all those other entities that affect the average American, shame on them. Hey, CJ, I'm going to give you another shot. Go ahead, quickly.
Well, the mere fact, Earl, thank you for taking my call, but you won't even acknowledge what happened. You obviously didn't read those reports.
Hey, CJ, listen. You didn't read the report, and I don't care what the report said. As an American citizen, do I feel safer having the FBI out there and doing the work that they do? As an American citizen, globally, yes. Maybe you don't. Maybe you're so jaded that you sit back talking about a report on Donald Trump. Man, this is about 15 people that got killed yesterday. You don't mention that at all, because you can't comprehend that, man. You have no independent thought. So you go back to the Mueller report.
The Durham report.
Whatever.
There's a difference between the leadership and the staff and the workers. So the rank and file is out there doing the job. The leadership is the one that took them.
Hey, man. Thank you very much for the call. Al, you got the last of it.
Earl, everything you just said is about population control. It's about removing programs that allow people to die off so that the numbers of people left will have more resources. Now, if you look at it the right way, it's all about population control. When Trump first went in office, they had a big meeting in Europe, and that was what the population, that's what the topic of discussion was worldwide, about reducing the number of people on Earth to access more resources for the wealthy.
You know, Al, I can't dismiss anything you just said. How many resources do the wealthy need, Al?
It ain't about need. It's about
want.
Power and control, and we want to kill off as many people as possible to open up more resources for us to sit around and play with our gold and whatever.
Hey, Al, thank you very much, man. I appreciate it. Thank everybody who made the show go. I'll be back tomorrow with Sandy Williams. We'll talk about a plethora of things. As always, Calvin, thank you, man. Couldn't do it without you. Up next, Jane Madner, Greg Bach. Thank you, Dr. Omar. And thank all of you who make the Earl Ingram Show go. See you guys on tomorrow.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when.
don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, New Orleans attack. I'm Brian Clark. Law enforcement sources tell ABC News the FBI and New Orleans police do not believe anyone else was involved in the terror attack in the French Quarter, and that the attacker planted the improvised explosive devices himself before driving through the New Year's crowd. Jim Maurer and his wife were in that crowd visiting from Iowa.
We were in the middle of the street. The truck was coming right towards us, but luckily we did see it and hear it quickly enough to get ourselves out of the street, but unfortunately, right in front of us, several others did not.
Over 30 people were hurt. The attacker, Shamsuddin Jabari, a 42-year-old U.S. citizen who served in the Army. President Biden will convene his national security team this afternoon for updates. This afternoon also features the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans. Homeland Security investigations helping to secure the game that was postponed by one day. This is ABC News.
You can always